This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy. Radiation.
Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Of the box.
On this show, there is no box. Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
And now the guy that never has to wear the watch that tells him to be quiet when he's boring, because he's never boring, Ty Bollinger.
What's up, RSV? How you doing,
hey,
buddy?
Hey, man. Doing well, doing well. Super D, just like, he has been blitzed with requests for theme songs and theme music. Do you know that he made a Heper Sulfuricum Calcarium theme song for one single homeopathic remedy? I mean,
that's awesome.
He's on fire. He's on fire. I don't know if he burnt the calcium carbonate with sulfur like it says, but he made a theme song about it. So,
well, I mean, it's good of a job as Super D did on the entrance or the intro for the Outside the Box Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. Things that make you go home. I'm not surprised. Yeah. He's very talented.
No, it's amazing. Amazing what happens here. So anyway, we got the Truth About Detox out and available. Is it still available? Can people still pick this thing up? I got to know. Got to know.
Yeah, it's still available. TheTruthAboutCancer.com. You can just, I'm sure there's a link for the Truth About Detox there on it. You can click it. And yeah, we had a lot of people got their hands on it and have had a lot of positive feedback from the people that purchased it and are starting their detox.
Nice. Well, listen, this first topic, we need a lot of detox because of it, and it relates to the next project you're in the midst of now,
yeah,
which will be the Truth About Vaccines, or, you know, however it will be ultimately be titled, you'll tell me. But
it is. Man, it's the Truth About Vaccines.
Okay, just wanted to be sure, because this is another reason why we have to learn how to detox, because of the inflow, the toxin inflow with the injectables throughout our young life, those of us who have been vaccinated and those who are still being vaccinated. We hope that that is greatly diminishing, and that's kind of where our stories lead up to right now. Now, this was in the Huffington Post, TMB. This morning I saw this, and it wasn't even in the mix. I threw it over to Super. I said, you know, this really piqued my interest or ticked me off one way or the other. I read it, and it said, why can't doctors just give up on vaccine deniers? I'm like, what? What? So there's I think it's a pediatrician, an MD named Christy Rivers, who wrote this. She's board-certified pediatrician at Bundu.com, whatever that is.
Okay.
She's a mom and a writer. So she writes about this, and I'm just ticked off with that first headline. Why can't doctors just give up on vaccine deniers? I saw it. It was tweeted out, and that's where I saw it. So I responded on Twitter, and I don't even remember exactly what I said, but I basically said this. You know, as long as you doctors are, well, how would I say this? Vaccine injury deniers. More and more parents are just going to leave you. They're going to leave you in droves. And if you can't figure that out, there's no hope for you.
You know, this really irritates me, Robert, because we're not having an honest debate. It's kind of like with politics. You know, nobody's really having an honest debate here. So just the title of the article itself. Why can't doctors just give up on vaccine deniers? Okay, so what's a vaccine denier? A vaccine denier, according to these people that wrote the article, is anybody that even thinks about having any alternative vaccine schedule than what the CDC outlines on their website. So let me ask you this. And I flew up last week to Portland, got a couple of great interviews with Dr. Paul Thomas and Dr. Jennifer Margulis on vaccines for The Truth About Vaccines. And one of the things that Jennifer brought up was really interesting. She said, so if you went in to get your kid sick, you go in and your doctor wants to put your kid on antibiotics, and you say, you know, she's already done several rounds of antibiotics recently, and that hadn't really helped, she's still sick, I really don't want to do this run of antibiotics. Would any doctor in their right mind call you an antibiotic denier or an anti-antibiotic person?
No. Right. Right.
You just decided not to do that round. And so when somebody questions the CDC schedule, which, by the way, we have the most vaccines for infants of any country in the entire world, and we have the highest rate of death in infants of any industrialized nation in the world. Would anybody say that you are a vaccine, or should they say you're a vaccine denier if you just question whether, let's say you don't want the Hep B for your infant, because your infant's not sexually active and they're not an intravenous drug user and the mother's negative on Hep B. They have no chance of contracting Hep B at that point. 0% chance of being endangered by hepatitis B. If you decided to skip that vaccine, would you be called a vaccine denier? Well, you know what? Here's what I learned from Dr. Paul Thomas. They rate pediatricians with what they call quality control measures. And he recently got back his quality control score. And you know what? He has a 0 on quality control. But 95% of his patients have been vaccinated with at least one vaccination on the schedule. Most of them have been vaccinated with the majority of vaccines on the schedule. But almost none of them have been vaccinated with every vaccine on the schedule, because he routinely tells them, do not get Hep B. It's completely useless. So he has a 0% quality control score, but 95% of his patients have been vaccinated to one extent or the other. That shows you the way that they manipulate the statistics, that they skew the terminology to make it look like that he's some fanatic anti-vaccine doctor, when in reality, 95% of his patients have been vaccinated with something over the course of their stay at his office.
Yeah, and last hour we talked about the big dairy monopoly and how they slaughtered 500,000 cows to keep the prices up artificially. Mm-hmm. And they got busted on that. And, you know, we talk about the big medical monopoly where they treat people as cattle. That's the whole herd immunity mentality. And the sad irony is, of course, it's leading people to the slaughter, to the slaughterhouse. So, you know, my ratings for doctors would go, how aware are you, how conscious are you about the dangers of vaccines, how willing are you to communicate that to your patient population, and even beyond that, how willing are you to tell those that try to control you and rate you by the number of vaccine-compliant customers or patients that you have, how willing you tell the medical boards to, you know what, off, because I'm not doing this because it violates the Hippocratic Oath.
Yeah, and good on Dr. Paul Thomas, because he gives them informed consent with every vaccine. He does not push any vaccine, but he will give them the vaccine if they want it. But before anybody gets any injection at his office, he sits down and gives them complete informed consent. He goes through the positives and he goes through the negatives. And most of the time, the negatives are a lot longer than the potential positives, but he gives them informed consent. And then if they decide to vaccinate, at least he's done his job. He's given them informed consent. And, you know, Jennifer Margulis told me something that was interesting. She went up to Iceland to interview the head of the equivalent of the CDC in Iceland. I don't even know what it's called up there. But she asked him, she said, would you ever consider mandating vaccines? And she said he looked at her like a deer in the headlights, like, mm-hmm. That's the craziest question anyone's ever asked me. He said, of course not. Vaccination is a personal choice. Of course we would never mandate a vaccine.
Wow. What a shocker. Maybe we should go to Iceland, live with the volcanic people.
And by the way, Iceland, fewest vaccines for infants, lowest infant death rate in the world.
Lowest infant mortality. Isn't that, just a coincidence, right? Just like they say, when your child gets ill or dies after the rounds of vaccines, just a coincidence, nothing to do with it. You know, I get a little disgusted, a little impatient. Tired of hearing doctors with degrees deny what is right before their eyes.
Yep.
Now, in this article by this pediatrician, MD Christy Rivers, in the article, and this disqualifies her right then and there, Super Don picked up on this immediately. I mean, I was disgusted before I read the article. It's like, again, as long as you doctors are going to be vaccine injury denialists, you are going to lose patients. People are going to go elsewhere, and rightfully so. In this article, she says, scientists like Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who admitted to making up data claiming that vaccines cause autism.
Baloney.
Yeah, that's not, there's nothing in that sentence that's true, other than the fact that Dr. Andrew Wakefield, in addition to being an MD, is a real scientist.
He is a scientist. He never admitted making up data, because he didn't, and he never claimed that vaccines cause autism. He suggested that they spread out the measles and the mumps vaccine because they saw incidence of inflammation in the gut of children that were exposed to those two viruses at the same time. So he suggested that we spread them out. So that whole sentence is a complete lie.
Right. And then we go to the New York Times headline, How the Anti-Vaxxers Are Winning. It's like, once again, most people who don't vaccinate are not against vaccination.
No.
So, again, the name is like a CIA term, conspiracy theorist. It's a, you know, it's a slang, derogatory term to kind of throw you in a group that you might not even be in. And, of course, everybody that has vaccine-injured children were at one point very pro-vaccination. Now they're, at the very least, vaccine-hesitant. But what they slam you with is being anti-vaxxer. I don't care about what they call me because I'm all about the, you know, being conscious. And, again, as you said, fully informed consent.
Right.
If you want to choose to do it, that's your thing. I might try to dissuade you just with information, as they might try to dissuade you with fear. But, you know, how are the anti-vaxxers winning, according to the New York Times?
Well, the anti-vaxxers are winning. Well, I dispute the fact that anybody should be called anti-vax. I dispute that, and here's why. I am not anti-vax, and you're not really either, Robert, and let me tell you what we are. Mm-hmm. We're pro-truth about vaccines. We want the truth, and we are pro-children's health. So we are for the truth to be told, and we are for healthy children. We're not against anything. We're just for the truth. And if the truth comes out, and the truth turns out to be that there's so much danger associated with vaccines that the risks are outweigh the benefits, then you don't get them. But doesn't mean you're anti-vax. I mean, Dr. Buttar's got a fantastic vaccine, our soda vaccine that treats cancer. I'm pro-vax in that case. We throw all the vaccines into one tub, and then we say we're anti-vax. It's like saying, Robert, are you in favor of people eating meat? Well, what does that mean? Well, grass-fed beef, yeah. Farm-raised salmon, no. Bologna, no.
Right.
Free-range chicken, yes. So let's be specific. What vaccines are we talking about? They throw them all into a big pile and then say, if you dispute one of them, you're against all of them.
Right. So you're an anti-meater if you won't eat bologna.
Anti-spammer.
Right. Anti-spammer if you won't eat spam, right? But, of course, you know. Again, these terms are utilized so that there's no intelligent adult conversation that can happen. That's what happens here, unless we get a little silly, which we do from time to time. In fact, I want to get a little bit of Super Bowl-y, because I didn't get to talk to TMB about the Super Bowl and the fact that the aging athlete known as Tom Brady at 39 was stunning, was ridiculous. How does he do that at 39? We'll talk about it after this break.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, SomaBiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that SomaBiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. SomaBiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of SomaBiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
All right, aging and high-level athletics. My experience, TMB, you know, I used to be a swimmer because I had, you know, in my young years, arthritis kind of things. I had, what did I talk about, tendonitis in my knees as a kid, right? I had all these ailments, inflammation. So I took up swimming, a non-gravity kind of sport, and I was able to excel in that and overcome stuff, but I wasn't in great shape. And then, you know, later on in life, I ended up taking up boxing for fitness, and I was able to do things I couldn't do as a kid with a skeletal system that was more intact and strong because I had what? I had detoxed my body, my liver. I had gone on organic food, and, you know, my body got stronger as it aged, right? And I'm not saying I'm going to be able to do everything at 70 that I'm doing at 50, but maybe. I don't know. Aging is a little, isn't aging more about becoming toxic and deficient as opposed to just being on the planet for a longer time? And where does Tom Brady fit into that?
Well, you know, Brady is 39. I think he's oldest. Is he oldest quarterback to win Super Bowl, or was Manning older last year?
He was the second oldest one to win it. But, you know, if we look at the other quarterbacks, like last year was the other guy retired, Peyton Manning. Yeah. Peyton Manning was not the same Peyton Manning in that Super Bowl. He was in decline. There was no question. He was injury ridden, yeah. But they had such a dominating defense. The way Brady did it, it was like he's got energy of a rookie with the wisdom of somebody much older, of course. He dominated in that second half, that last quarter especially, like he was not an old guy. This guy is defying the aging of a normal NFL quarterback. What does he do different?
Well, I know he eats a non-GMO organic diet. That's one thing. And, you know, we were talking off air, and you were saying that the guys on the sports show's money were saying, what's he eating? I mean, maybe I need to get a hold of some of that. And the reality is he's eating real food. He's eating organic, non-GMO food. That's his diet. He's very particular, by the way. I've seen interviews with other football players that said even in the off season, like right after the season's over, a month or two after it's over, they're all going out to parties and stuff. And if Brady goes with them, he doesn't drink. He's in training. I mean, it's like year round. He eats clean. He doesn't drink, doesn't smoke. He's just always taking care of his body.
Yeah, well, exactly. The thing is, if you're going to hit that level, it's one thing to abuse your body when you're younger, although I didn't have that luxury because I was, you know, the canary in the coal mine of Generation X. But a lot of people abuse themselves as youth, and they say youth is wasted on the young, right? But yes. Brady is showing that you don't have to give up youth in your so-called middle ages, and at 39, almost 40, to be that level, Super Bowl champion, high-level athlete. This is the impact on the public and other sportscasters, maybe other athletes would say, you know what? I'm hoping Matt Ryan takes a cue from him because Matt's a good guy. And,
yeah.
And, you know, they just collapsed at the end. They ran out of gas and there was some stupid play calling. But I'm not going to take anything away from Tom Brady. That guy is phenomenal.
He really is. He really is phenomenal. And, you know, you and I talked at halftime of the game, and it's 28-3, I think, at that time. And I look over at Bryce and said, you know what? Patriots can still come back. You just kind of have this, they have this aura. You know, mm-hmm. They've come back so many times. And, you know, I'm a big Steeler fan. And the Patriots have beaten me more times than I can count. beaten us more times than I can count on one hand. It's like the Patriots are our Achilles heel, but they're that way for a lot of teams. And they're just a good team. They're fundamentally sound. And, you know, the thing is, Belichick, and I'm not a Patriot fan by any means, and I don't even really like Belichick, but to be honest, he's a good coach.
Yep.
And they've built a team that works together so well as a team that you can remove a couple of different parts, and then they can just stick somebody else in there to fill the part, and they continue running like a good machine. And that's the sign of a good team and a good coach.
Right. So for Valentine's Day, TMB, I want some ceramic pajamas like Tom Brady has, because you get far infrared energy while you sleep.
Is that what he has, far infrared pajamas?
Yeah, no, that was a big thing. They're all now going crazy on Amazon. They're like some kind of ceramic material embedded into the pajamas that he wears, and he says it's a game changer.
Wow. We know about the benefits of far infrared light.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't discount anything that he's doing. He's 39 years old, and he just did one of the best, if not the best, comebacks in Super Bowl history.
Totally. And by the way, we will be talking about far infrared saunas soon, because we're going to have access from our buddy Paul Baratero and Echo, and of course through the Truth About Cancer, an incredible, incredible sauna, very affordable, that's going to do some extraordinary things for folks we want to tell you about. We'll help with detox, we'll help with aging, anti-aging, if you will, longevity and things. That's a big part of it. So very exciting, but I'm really thrilled that Tom Brady, as an organic non-GMO family, has made an impact, and that he's going to be a good example for a lot of people to follow.
Yep.
All right, TMB, we got lots more outside the boxing to go. Let's see where we're going to go. I got so many stories. I don't know where we're going to head next, but we're going to head there. We got some fluoride. Oh, bisphenol A while pregnant. Since we're talking about, this is the month of detox, we're going to do some detox stories next. You up for that? All right, check it out. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Also, go to thetruthaboutcancer.com and pick up The Truth About Detox. Right now, we'll be back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, health tip of the day. I know it's winter in a lot of North America, but I don't know. Who knows? It could be spring anytime now, depending on what the groundhog said. The grass, it gets green and suddenly dandelions sprouting up. Please don't spray them. Don't spray them. They're great for the bees, and also when you're ready, you can pull the leaves and eat them or juice them. Dandelions are so good for your liver and kidneys. It's incredible, and many, many more things. So, you know, with that, just want to keep an eye on the detox protocols. What can nature provide to us? And
I'm probably going to go out. Super Don was getting on me because I haven't done a video in a while. I think I'm going to pull a carrot from the garden tomorrow. Maybe I'll get that on video, Super Don. You like when I do that, don't you?
I love it when you do that.
So, and I know, TMB, it's been a bit chilly for you up and down temperature-wise. You probably don't have that garden growing just yet. Springtime hadn't hit up there.
No, it's actually pretty cold up here. It's Tennessee weather, so it's warm, it's cold, it's warm, it's cold. We just got a cold front blow in the last 3 hours or 4 hours or so, it dropped from 59 to now it's in the mid to low 30s.
Wow.
So it's getting cold.
But I've been to your place when it's, you know, warm, summery weather, and your garden's beautiful. You have great stuff growing back there.
We have a great garden, yeah. We love the garden.
And everywhere I go, I was in Arizona last week, and, you know, I just had to do my level best to tell everybody, please start a garden. I know it's, you know, you're in the desert, but as long as you have oil and water, you can still be there. But, man, you've got to grow some food, everybody. Now, one of the things we also, concern ourselves with is water quality. And, you know, many years ago, we started drinking bottled water because, oh, my gosh, the tap water has chlorine, fluoride, everything. And filtration technology has advanced a lot. So now I don't recommend using plastic bottles, especially because they outgas into the water. Even if the water is clean to begin with, you end up with all kinds of nasties, including bisphenol A. And there's an article here at TMB about bisphenol A exposure during pregnancy could increase the risk of children being obese.
Wow. Wow, so bisphenol A, we know that's an endocrine disruptor. We know that that has been linked with obesity in people that are exposed to it. And so now we're saying that because of the mother having that and going through the umbilical cord to the kid, that the kid now has a chance or a higher risk of being obese. Is that
sure.
the gist of it?
Yeah, but of course we wouldn't stop at obesity because what happens when you disrupt the endocrine system? I mean, aren't there cancers that they relate to endocrine disruption to?
Oh, yeah. Lots of cancers are endocrine-related cancers. They're estrogen-sensitive cancers. So I could see where this would be not just something that you could be concerned about from an obesity perspective, but from a cancer perspective as well. And the thing is, it's not just bisphenol A. There's other bisphenols.
Yes.
And they're all endocrine disruptors. So, yeah, interesting. Interesting story.
So in the truth about detox, we talk about environmental toxicity. And this is, you know, one of those Dr. Batar might consider this persistent organic pollutants, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Super Don and I were talking this week because we saw that they were attacking you, the Quackbusters, Skep Ducks, the Dukes, right?
Yeah.
Over the detox thing. It's like, you know, their whole fallacy of you don't need to detox because your body does that. It's like, well, that's the point of why we need to, because we have so overwhelmed and overburdened detox pathways and systems. You know, when in the history of mankind has there ever been synthetic endocrine disrupting compounds? Made largely from oil, right? It's not been in our environment ever, except for the last, 100 years or so. And you're telling me over the span of however long there's been life on the planet, in that short time frame, you suddenly have the enzymes to break this stuff down? They're off their rock, man.
They are. You know, and I look at that, that's a badge of honor. It's like, man, you spent a long time writing that article about our company and about the truth about detox. That's flattering. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for giving us that attention.
Exactly.
You know, the reality is, toilets are here to flush waste down into the sewage, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if your toilet pipes are clogged up, would you say, well, you don't need to unclog your toilet's pipes? That's what the toilet's there for. It's there to get rid of the waste. Well, yeah, but the pipes are clogged, you idiot. You got to unclog the pipes, and that's what happens with detox.
Well, and they say, but the human body is much more complex than the pipes of this and the, you know, it's like, dude, it doesn't take away from the fact that your pipes are clogged. You know?
Exactly.
Like, what is that, right? It doesn't, of course we're more complex. We don't say we're not, but that doesn't mean because we're so complex, we could just ignore the problem. What?
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, what are you, a politician? And yeah, and your mama's fat and your daddy dresses you funny. Look.
You're doofuses.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get back to the focus here. And the focus is that we do all need the detox. Our bodies are being overwhelmed. And that's, you know, it's funny that you have something just as basic as detoxification gets attacked from the mainstream. No, you know, you don't need a detox. No, you don't need to do that. You know, you see autopsies with you know, they'll find 10, 20, 30 pounds of encrusted fecal material in people's colons upon autopsy. And then they'll say, well, no, they didn't need to detox. That was no problem. Yeah, I don't know anybody that wants 20 or 30 pounds of crap in them.
Right. Yeah. Call the plumber. No. Call your local colon hydrotherapist. Okay. You
yeah.
need some help. You do. All right. Now, folks, there are other things that are intoxicating our system and impacting other glands, like the thyroid gland, for instance. Colorado City is voting on fluoride in April. Now, this is the ultimate Western town, I would think. With a name like Durango, come on.
Durango.
Doesn't that sound Western? I mean, you see, like, people with six shooters walking around. And you think that they wouldn't tolerate people poisoning their water hole, right? That concept. But in Durango, apparently they do fluoridate water, but the Durango City Council has voted to place the question on the ballot after more than a year of meetings and debate that in April they're going to get the vote maybe to pull the fluoride out.
Well, the most interesting thing of this short story to me was the last sentence. He says they're currently fluoridating their city water. He says the city does not add pharmaceutical-grade fluoride. What the heck is pharmaceutical-grade fluoride anyway? It's all toxic waste.
Sure. But is he intimating that they're using a lesser grade, if you think about it? Because the stuff that you get from mining of phosphates,
yeah.
It's a mess. It's not fluoride alone. It's a whole lot of things. So that would be even admitting that they're using a lesser grade of fluoride. Not that we're fans of fluoride, but let's just say we only want to add fluoride. You take everything else out, right? But it's not that. They're just admitting that they're putting some toxic waste into the water there.
Yeah, I think that city manager Ron LeBlanc is on the right trail here. He's basically letting people know that this ain't just fluoride we're adding to the water. It's a whole bunch of stuff, and it's not good for us. So I hope Durango outlaws fluoride. That's a good step in the right direction.
That'll help the people of Durango for sure. And, of course, you know, they need to run the EPA people out on a rail, too, you know, with their six guns, because those people wouldn't survive out in the wilds of Colorado for a day without having, I don't know what, an iPhone and, meals ready to eat from a fast food restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah. If you could call it a meal, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, and detox, again, we talk about this homeopathy. You know, I haven't seen any of my interviews for The Truth About Detox, because I'm sure I must have mentioned some homeopathy, hopefully, but there's so many ways to go. As we talk about, it's not just one thing to do. That's why I like you did this Truth About Detox, because there's a lot that we have to learn. We're, as a culture, almost starting from scratch.
Yeah, there is a lot that we have to learn. That's why we did The Truth About Detox. And yes, you're in it quite a bit, and there are a lot of homeopathic remedies that you do talk about in The Truth About Detox. I need to send you a copy of the DVD so you can watch it.
Oh, absolutely. I'm excited to get it, no matter how. But, you know, we talk about different things, even like what we did in Unlock the Power to Heal, how critical selenium is for detox pathways. I mean, there's a lot that matters and that has been mentioned before when we talk about The Truth About Cancer. But again, folks, when we talk with Dr. Bitar each and every week, what does he say? That first step is we got to remove the garbage. You know, it's as important or more important than almost anything else, because everything you do that's positive may have minimal benefit when there's stuff in the way.
Yeah, I mean, it only makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, if you've got a filthy house and the main cause of the filth is that you've got, you know, leaky toilet pipes and it's getting just filth all over your house, what's the first thing you should do? It's clean up the pipes, fix the pipes, clean up the waste, and then you can worry about the furniture, right? But we skip cleaning up the pipes, we skip cleaning up the waste, and we go straight to the furniture, and that's the problem. The problem is it's going to continue. We're going to continue to have problems with our furniture, which is our organs, if we don't detoxify first. And
yeah,
so,
yeah.
We miss the forest for the trees sometimes. And the reality is we've got to clean up the waste first. Otherwise, nothing else we do really matters if we still have a toxic environment internally.
Hey, Super D, are we going to get a message from the Skepducks to say, well, that's a logical fallacy. It's the appeal to furniture.
That's a new one. Yeah, I'm not familiar with that one. Yeah.
No, of course. They'll come up with anything, right? Don't listen to TMB and RSB. They're not official.
That would be the IKEA fallacy.
Right, yes.
Don't fall for the coffee enema fallacy either. That's a very popular one.
Yeah, put the banana back in the tailpipe and leave us alone. Right? Hey, let's get a little, well, semi-political. I mean, you know, watching what Trump's doing is very interesting. Jeff Sessions was officially approved, if you will, tonight. And, you know, the AG. Now, granted, as I said, we perceive that much of what the federal government does is unconstitutional on its face. It's like the irony of putting a good lady like DeVos in to head the Department of Education, yet we don't believe there is a constitutional role for the federal government. It's just not there. There's no federal role in education, yet they've made this monstrosity. And I think they've indicated that he'd like to downsize some of that. So what's your perspective on what's happening in D.C. right now?
Well, I mean, what it's like a fiasco every day. I don't know if you saw the interviews with the senators last night who were filibustering Sessions. And one of the, I can't remember who it was, the Massachusetts senator, the female, that was reading some letter by Coretta Scott King. Did you see that one?
Oh, yeah, that's the cry. What's the crybaby's name, Super Don? I know we've picked on her before appropriately. We're not afraid to do that. Elizabeth Warren.
Elizabeth Warren. Yeah, so just ridiculous. I mean, just ridiculous what she was doing. That's inappropriate. It violates. The senators are supposed to act civilly towards each other. This isn't United Kingdom where they throw chairs at each other. You know, this isn't Australia where they go and punch somebody if they don't like them. This is the United States, and the senators, there's a kind of a rule of conduct that they're supposed to follow. And one of the things is you don't openly criticize another senator on the floor. And she did, and he asked her to sit down, and now she's whining about it, saying, oh, it was sexist, it was this, that. No, you just shouldn't have violated the rules of the Senate, you idiot.
Right. Well, they say, well, you're stepping on my freedom of speech. But again, you're a senator, Warren. It's not like you're new. You know the rules when you signed up. They told you. Don't cry about that now. But again, we have, you want something to cry about? We'll tell you something about cry about. This is the weirdest cause of a headache ever after this.
Out. The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your
your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Remember, go get the truth about detox. Go over to the truth about cancer, and you will find it there, and you will be richly rewarded in how it will clean out the pipes and other things so that everything else you do will be benefited for your whole family, folks. Very, very important stuff. TMB neck deep, I shall say, in the next big adventure, the truth about vaccines coming out in, April still? Are we looking at that maybe?
Yeah, April the 12th, we're set to release truth about vaccine. So it's going to be huge. It's going to be
spring
huge.
Spring will sprung, and it'll be amazing. It'll be awesome.
It's going to be amazing.
Now, let's see. Archives available through SoundCloud, through GCN, elsewhere. We've got listeners all over the world now. And I don't know. We haven't had many listeners from India, I don't think. But does it, Super Don, does this story come from India? It's a headache story from India. Does that mean we're talking homeopathy and you're going to, like, buzz me as boring or something?
It's not boring.
Good question. I don't recall whether it was from India or not.
It is. Chennai, India.
You know, I don't even think it matters, to be honest.
It is? Well, you know, whatever.
It doesn't matter what country this would be in, I think we would all react the same.
This story is so gross. You're supposed to come up with funny stories, Super Don, that, like, lighten people up at the end. This is the grossest story ever. It's about a headache. But not any, like, normally we'd say a headache's caused by liver congestion, dehydration, vertebral subluxation. Not this. Do you have, like, a yucky theme song? Because this is the grossest thing ever. I mean,
now, look, this is the month of themes, right?
Yeah, I mean, you've been challenged.
Let's be honest now. We were on the break, and what did you say?
Did I ask for a yucky theme song?
You did.
A gross theme song? I did. And you have one? This is ridiculous. Super Don, are you like bionic Super Don? All right, I'm going to play it, and that's going to lead into our last story with TMB, talking about a headache in India, what it was caused by. It's a shocker. It's gross. You don't want to listen.
Oh, yucky.
Oh, my gosh. How does he do that? Well, that's an appropriate theme song. TMB, take it away. This is about to be the grossest story I've ever heard.
So we're going to transport you across the ocean to Chennai, India. There's a 42-year-old woman. Woke up in the middle of the night, had a horrible pain in her head. an itching sensation. She goes to the hospital, and guess what they found out? What was causing the headache? She's having difficulty breathing as well.
Ooh, okay. I know what this is, but I would never have guessed this. Never in a million years.
No. Anyway, she had a inch and a half long cockroach in her skull.
Oh!
In her skull.
Ow! How does it get there?
I don't know. I don't know.
If I go to India, do I have to, like, put nose clips on and ear clips? What do I do? I mean, I haven't been to India,
well,
but...
I don't know. How sound of a sleeper are you?
Oh, pretty sound. I'll sleep
well,
a lot.
This person obviously was a sound sleeper because what happened was the cockroach, when she was asleep, I guess...
I don't want to know this.
...burrowed into the roof of the nose, almost near the skull base.
Oh, my gosh.
And crawled inside there.
Ugh. Dude, so they got it while it was still alive, though, thankfully.
Yes,
so,
it was still alive. In fact, they were saying the doctor was looking. He's like, I don't see anything. I don't see anything. They're, oh, there's some
there
legs
is.
There.
Now,
what?
Let's just say, Robert and Don, there's some things that you might have seen that you wish you hadn't.
Yeah,
so they had a little
video. Oh, did you watch the video?
There. Yeah, I had to watch it. Oh,
I didn't do it. I'm too chicken.
You literally saw the camera on the end of the, like, the little pliers that they
right.
stuck up the nose, and you could actually see the feet and then see the whole cockroach, and then they snag it and pull it to the nasal cavity and out. Oh.
They said they used, like, a vacuum cleaner and forceps to pull the roach out. And you know what? I'm in India. I'm saying, can you give me homeopathic roach instead of that? But it might not work. I agree. It might need an intervention at this point. This is where allopathic medicine has a place. Pull it out. Get it out. Yeah.
Get it out of there, man. I tell you, that was hard to watch. But
yeah.
Anyway, it said after that, her headache went away and she breathed a lot better. So that's good.
She's happy. You know what I would do? I would nebulize some delimonene, some orange TKO. That'll keep the roaches out of your sinus cavity. So we do have a non-toxic option for people in Chennai, India. Because you know, I don't want you to spray in a can of Raid up there that you can kill yourself with pesticides, but the delimonene, that would be safe to use.
That would be safe to use. You could probably also breathe in some neem. You could nebulize neem. Neem would
true, yeah, too. Excellent. Ayurvedic remedy, beautifully said. All right, folks, we're about out of time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Outside the Box, each and every week with TMB and Super D. And with that, TMB, take us out. You know what to say. They need to hear it. So do I.
Well, they need to hear that the power to heal is most definitely yours.
And keep those roaches out of your nose. All right. Get out.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.